Here's the news provided by Ellensburg Community Radio for Ellensburg and the windswept shrub steppe of Central Washington for Thursday, September 10th. Cleellum is down to two city council members, Ken Ratliff and Stephen Cook. Both submitted resignation letters this week, effective immediately, and Mayor Matthew Lunn read them aloud at Tuesday night's council meeting. Ratliff, who held position two, thanked the city for the honor of serving the people and city I love for these many years. Cook wrote that personal challenges and the demands of his regular job had left him unable to serve effectively, and said stepping down was now the responsible choice. Both men were elected to terms that ran through the end of 2027. Lunn said the two will be honored at the council's next meeting, and that the city will begin the process of filling the vacancy soon. The city of Ellensburg wants to hear from you about the city's trees. The draft urban forest management plan is open for public comment, and the deadline is Monday at 5 p.m. The plan lays out how Ellensburg will plant, maintain, protect, and grow the community's trees in the years ahead. You can read the draft and comment online through the city's website or in person at the Public Works office. There's a second comment period open, too, and this one runs a little longer. Chapter 2 of the city's updated comprehensive plan is available for review through September 30th. The other chapters went out for public comment back in June and July. Chapter 2 wasn't ready then, so the city is giving it its own window now. Written comments can go to planning manager Stacy Henderson. Local kids are getting a lot more time outdoors. The Kittitas Environmental Education Network announced this week that it's launching a year-round outdoor learning series based at its campus at Helen McKay Park. There are three weekly programs, a Nature Academy on Tuesday mornings and Outdoor Fridays, both for ages 8 to 11, and an Eco Explorers After School Club Wednesday afternoon for ages 11 to 16, plus a monthly adventure club for families. Executive Director Jill Sheffer says the point is for environmental education to be something children experience, not just something they read about. Keene provides transportation with a bus picking up students at the Ellensburg Safeway parking lot. Each program needs at least 10 students enrolled to run. And downtown Ellensburg murals are getting a fresh coat. The Ellensburg Downtown Association Mural Society raised more than $40,000 at its annual blank canvas party in the alley behind Gallery 1 last month. Businesses and community members put up more than $16,000 in auction items alone. The money goes toward restoring the historical murals scattered around downtown. Mural Society Chair Renee Fiel says public art is more than beautification. It builds pride and gives a community a sense of identity. A quick note for drivers, guardrail repairs are underway at Reeser Creek Road, where it meets University Way and where it meets Highway 10. Crews are working daylight hours and expect to wrap up by the weekend. There are no detours, but there will be flaggers, so give yourself a little extra time. And one more, the Kittitas Valley Memorial Pool and Fitness Club is still closed for its annual maintenance shutdown, but it's reopening Monday with the fall schedule. And then for events today, Toastmasters International meets at 5:30 this evening. That's at the Hal Holmes Community Center. Looking ahead to tomorrow, the Cleellum Community Cleanup starts at 9 a.m. at the Drew Brew Tap Room in Cleellum. And Saturday morning, the Ellensburg Farmers Market is back downtown at 9 a.m. In sports, Central Washington Volleyball opens up conference play tonight on the road at number 23 Simon Fraser in Burnaby, British Columbia. First serve is 7 p.m. The Wildcats are 4-2 on the season, including wins over San Francisco State, Chaminade, and then number 4 Point Loma at their home invitational. Cross country runs at the WSU Cougar Classic in Colfax tomorrow evening, starting at 5:30. Both Wildcat squads won their home opener here in Ellensburg last week. And then don't forget that the big home football game is Saturday. Wildcat football hosts number 1 Ferris State. That's at 6 p.m. at Steve Hertling Field at Tomlinson Stadium. Central is 0-1 after a 24-17 loss at Cal Poly. Also Saturday, volleyball is at Western Washington Bellingham at 7 p.m. And Sunday, soccer travels to Seattle U for a 4 p.m. kickoff. The forecasted high today in Ellensburg, 73 degrees, with a low tonight of 47 degrees, mostly cloudy with patchy blowing dust after 11 this morning. The sunset is at 7:23 p.m. Winds are out of the northwest at 6 to 11 miles an hour this morning, picking up to 16 to 21 miles per hour this afternoon, with gusts as high as 31. There's no rain in the forecast. There are no weather alerts in effect for the Kittitas Valley. What's for lunch at the Fish Open Table? Baked potato with chili served served with cornbread, cheese, and sour cream and fruit. The senior lunch is open to all seniors age 60+ from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Ellensburg Open Table and 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. Up in Cleellum at the Upper County Senior Center. There is a community lunch that's for anyone needing a hot meal. That's from 1 to 2 p.m. at the Ellensburg Open Table. This is the Ellensburg News. I'm one of the hosts for the show, DJ John Morgan. You can get all the news and events for Ellensburg and the Kittitas Valley on our website at ebergradio.org. And broadcasting from the heart of Washington State, this is Ellensburg Community Radio.